This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Stefan Ju, Technical Architect.
I'm Andrew Cowell.
And I'm Anastasia Valentine.
So we all attend a lot of conferences during the year, and some of them are trade shows directed at small numbers of people, but occasionally you get these massive ones with lots of folks in them, lots of activity, you know, wall-to-wall people and booths and activity going on all over the place. How do we actually survive these things, and how do we make sense out of them and actually get some value out of going to these things?
Well, the number one rule, especially if you're at a booth, if you're actually working the show, if you're a booth bunny or whatever they call it, comfortable shoes. That's the most important thing.
Oh, agreed.
On your feet all day.
From a female perspective, it's got to be comfortable shoes.
Yeah, so for those people out there who may manage the shows and set up the shows, pay the extra money to the people who are setting it up for extra padding under the, because they actually put the carpets down for every show and they rip it right up the concrete in most of these installations. And yeah, pay the extra money for the better padding. It's completely worth it. It sounds ridiculous, but it's very true.
Yeah, I find really good planning helps too. A lot of times you can get the schedules in advance, and just even the night before, trying to plan out your day and figure out where you're going to be and, you know, where you need to be, that helps a lot. And so you're not just running around frantically trying to make sure you see all the people you need to see.
And divide and conquer too. I mean, if you've got your teammates there, make sure that you do get coverage and then compare notes afterwards, just so you're not losing any of the information that's being gathered by your teammates.
Great idea.
Geographically, things can be very dispersed where you're trying to go to a session at one end and then run to the lunch, which
Vegas
is at the other end, and back and forth. And you really need segues or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's important if you are setting up a schedule to make sure that, if you are actually working the show again, as opposed to just attending it. Attending it is a wonderful feeling. You're just going up. For me anyway, because I do so many of these shows as someone who has to work it, to actually attend is, for me, it's almost a break. But when you're actually working the show, take the time to actually go around and look around and learn and put that as part of the schedule, as part of the requirement to do that.
So. I think that when you're at a show, I mean, the people who are working the show, and we've been on both sides of the fence, the people who are working on the show are waiting for you to come up, ask questions. I mean, don't be afraid. Don't worry about approaching people. Don't hold back and ask the questions that you need, you know, answered. And then if you can get contacts and then develop relationships, make sure that's your sort of touch point and jumping off point to creating those and fostering those relationships moving forward.
That's right. Brush your teeth, floss, make sure you have mints, no garlic, never sit down. Always look people in the eye and make sure you engage people with questions. Pull them in with questions.
Make sure you get the swag.
Get the swag. The swag is the most important
thing.
That's
changed a lot, though. It used to be the events where you just walk by with a great big bag and you just kind of scoop it off the table as you went from booth to booth.
Oh, but smart booths don't do that anymore.
They don't do that quite so freely, do they?
No, they'll do that after the presentation, after you've had the conversation. And if you're a qualified person, then you might get something extra.
Force you to go through all the demo stations and get the silly stamps, the passport stamps. Go through that before they'll actually give you something of value.
You know what has improved, though? The food. Like, you really, there's no problem staying hydrated because of strategically placed coffee and water stations and fruit and candy bars and anything, just to make sure you have enough caloric energy to move from one area of the conference to the other. So, yeah, I guess bring a lot of pockets and that you would normally reserve for the swag and fill them up with granola bars.
Navigation can be difficult. I know that some of the events that have it very rectilinear and you can go across and then up and down or whatever you have to do to make total coverage, that's not so bad. But ones that aren't quite like that, you'll end up getting lost and you're cycling back and saying, wait, I've seen this booth before, and you're not sure if you missed other booths. And how do you manage that? I've actually seen a few conferences now giving out little GPS devices that you can use while you're on the floor there in order to try and find the places you need to get to, because otherwise it's a bit of a zoo.
Well, the biggest show I was ever at was in Frankfurt about 5-10 years ago, somewhere in that range, the Frankfurt Buchmesse, the book fair. And it was in multiple buildings, like it was almost like a campus, and very, very busy in some of the different rooms. Like one would be all multimedia, and one would be all, you know, internet related, and one would be all print books. And I wanted to do a very fast tour to see everything, and it took forever. And at one point, I'm sort of cramming through this crowd trying to get, because I wanted to do that rectilinear. I'm going down this one, taking a left, going like I'm shopping for groceries, just back and forth to make sure I catch everything. And I pushed through this group of German people, and some of them were shouting at me in German, thinking I was being rude. And I'm like, well, I got to get through here. And I didn't realize they were interviewing Helmut Kohl, and who at the time was the chancellor. And I burst through this circle of basically Secret Service guys into the middle of the TV interview. With Helmut Kohl right in front of me.
That's bad form, Andrew.
It is very bad form. And then all of a sudden, some very large and very annoyed Secret Service types grab me by the back of my shirt and yank me out of the camera view. So somewhere, someone, maybe even here listening, has actually seen me poke my head out on German national television. Yes. So anyway, listen to the Germans, I guess, is the
good advice. One thing I would love to see is the just complete abolishment of business cards, because I would love sort of an electronic way, you know, let's PDA to PDA, let's communicate our information so I don't have to bring all these little pieces of paper back.
No, we should totally do what the Japanese do, where they exchange contact information via handshake. You know, so they have electronic devices that use the capacitance of the hands, you make physical flesh-to-flesh contact via handshake, and your V cards get exchanged. That's the future.
That's the way we should go.
So do you actually need to be present these days, though? There's more and more conferences happening online in some virtual worlds where you can still get the demos and still see what you need to see from a business perspective and chat with other patrons, etc., but you don't have to physically do the travel.
I think you got to do the due diligence. See if the conferences you're going to, are those things available elsewhere? In some cases, you can even get more one-on-one tailored view where you can speak more freely as opposed to be one in a crowd watching a demo in person with the company as opposed to going to their event. I wouldn't say that's the way to do it for everything, but certainly, you know, make sure that you're getting value for your money and your travel and your time.
Yeah, you raise a good point, though. Whether virtual or real, there's a lot of value not just in the scheduled events, but in all the networking and sort of off-scheduled event conversations that happen in the hallways, you know, outside the main speaking events. You know, that's where a lot of the business connections are made, a lot of conversations happen.
Well, for example, I was at a show, again, Intermedia or something of that nature, and this woman came up to the booth and started talking to us about the sort of media stuff. And this woman had an incredibly, older woman, incredibly high-pitched voice. And I said to her, I recognize your voice from somewhere. Where do I know your voice from? And she said, oh, I'm Smurfette. And so Smurfette was walking around this multimedia sort of thing as voice talent. And so there you go. So how in the world, virtually, would I have almost been incarcerated by the German federal prison system and met Smurfette if I had done that, you know, online?
And they're also a great milestone activity to have for the people producing products. That's when they target all their products to show up. So you're going to see the latest and greatest thing that might not have been available even the week before.
Sure.
And that's what helps to make them exciting. So people and products and interaction and all new technology to try and make it all work well. So enjoy your conference experience while you can, because someday they may all be online. Talk to you next time.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Network, network, network.
That's Susan Dean, Director of Business Intelligence at Med Assets, on why she attends Cognos Forum every year. Cognos Forum is our annual customer conference with more than 130 breakout sessions.
Forum offers so many opportunities for attendees to interact with Cognos staff, customers, and partners within the corporate performance management space.
Cognos Forum happens May 12th through 15th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. Build your network and accelerate your knowledge. Register now at cognos.com/cognosforum. That's cognos.com/cognosforum.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.